a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to Milford Haven, Pembrokeshire for this one.
Ah. Hello.
Hello. Topshire. Sean and Jeffrey Edwards. This is couple's name, and they are very upset because they've had a garden ornament since 1982.
Oh, goodness me. That's since I've been around.
That's exactly.
A good vintage.
Yeah, 50-year-old ornament. And
hey,
I swum by, but then a late grab and what?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I actually didn't register what you'd said, and I was like, "Hang on, what?
Hey, hang on." Anyway, they're very upset because someone drove past, and they were like, "Hang on a minute, that garden ornament is a naval projectile, aka a bomb."
Oh.
That they've been using as an ornament
at
the front of their house. So the Ministry of Defence thought it was a made-up term for Harry Potter World. No, Ministry of Defence, actually a real thing.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, hey, guys, look, what the hell?
Yeah.
You've got a bomb in your front yard.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's for decorative purposes.
Nah, that's not a bomb. That's Christmas.
That's not a bomb. It's not our bomb.
It's not a bomb. It's a
Christmas. And the Ministry of Defence were like, yeah, it's a bomb.
It's not great. It's a bauble.
Yeah. No, it's not good. Anyway, they said to the 70-year-olds, we're not leaving. Okay. The bomb disposal unit are on the way. And they're like, for what? What? They're going to take our decorative bomb. It's been here for 41 years.
Too much.
No, I'm feeling it.
No,
I've been
too much,
it. No,
mate.
It's not.
No, we were having fun and then you've gone too far.
They said the bomb disposal unit knocks on the door.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're here to pick up the bomb.
Sure.
And they're like, we're not leaving. We're staying here. And if the bomb goes, we go with it.
Oh, my goodness. All
right?
That's just
it's like,
the elderly
it's not even,
with nothing to lose.
And I'm like, this thing must be beautiful, like an artwork, like amazing. It looks like it. I'll show it to you. It looks like an AFL football that's gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's been made out of clay and it's just sticking out of the dirt. It's not.
It's like a clay missile. How is that a Christmas decoration?
It's not. No, it's not a Christmas decoration.
Oh,
it's just
a garden ornament.
It's a garden ornament, right? I just use that to sell the break. And obviously it works so much that you were just really sticking on that.
I bought it, yeah.
The bomb was detonated away from the house.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I'd be like, you got two options. We detonate it here or we take it away. What do you want to
do? Why are you Jason Statham? You're the
this is Jason Statham.
Jason.
I'm Statham.
Do you know what that squad that rocked up and detonated that garden ornament now needs to move on to all wrought iron cutouts.
I nearly bought a magpie the other day.
I've got a kangaroo in me front yard. Oh, psych. It's actually a piece of iron that's been carved. It's been laser cut out.
I want one.
It's a silhouette of a kangaroo in me front yard. Oh, how rustic. How Australiana. Detonate that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Good things on Friday up at Flemington Racecourse was awesome. It's been 10 years since I've been to a music festival.
Oh.
It was a long day.
What time did you get there? When it started or did you
We got there at like 12:30.
Yeah.
12:30.
What time did it finish?
It finished at like just after 10 p.m.
Oh, it's a long day.
So it was a long day. And everybody that I went there with was sort of late 30s, early 40s. And we were all like, oh, we are the elderly. We are the oldest people in the world.
No, but were there a lot of our vintage there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so takeaways were Fall Out Boy, incredible. Limp Bizkit, awesome. Fred Durst is 1,000 years old. He looks like he's got this. He wears a cowboy hat now. Although at other Good Things festivals, he's worn other stuff. But his trademark now is wearing a cowboy hat instead of the red backwards cap, and he doesn't have his goatee anymore. So he stands like he should be holding a walking frame, and he doesn't move around a heap. But he's still got it vocally, and it was so it was a cool show.
Is there still the same amount of energy up on stage? Like
there's not as much jumping. But he did get a guy up to sing a song with him, and that was the greatest moment of that guy's life. And he did a lot of jumping around, and I realise now why he did it. So there was someone jumping around on the break
but
stuff.
They played all their hits.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, so they played all their hits. So overall, really well run event. So good, bravo, because I imagine it's very difficult.
Yeah.
However, there have been some complications across the weekend. So Friday it was Melbourne, Saturday was Sydney.
Yeah.
And Fall Out Boy at the end got four songs into their set, and then a catastrophic storm occurred.
That was in Sydney, right?
Yeah, apparently it was like 10 minutes of rain and that was it. But they evacuated everyone out into a car park, and there was like lightning and stuff, and there were trees in the car. Everyone was feeling... that was a shamoz.
Yeah.
And then yesterday in Brisbane, apparently, hot as, no shade. So, Melbourne was really well run. Again, 10 years since I've been to a music event, this is going to make me sound old, but something about sort of Burning Man or Coachella ruined festivals for clothing. So all of a sudden, everyone thinks they have to be super extra at any music festival you go to.
Okay, yeah.
The amount of G-strings and mesh and nipple...
at Good Things Festival?
Yes, man. Like...
I thought it was just like jeans and tees.
There was a breeze and I was like, oh my God, you must be so cold.
Oh.
Like, that, oh, my, put it away.
Yeah.
We're here to see the band.
Nah, you know, be yourself. But also, I kind of thought maybe because it's our vintage, they wouldn't be.
No, no. And it was people younger. And I think it was the younger crowd that were doing it. And it was the girls particularly. And they're going to have some very interesting sunburn.
Some certain lines.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Is it all to get the Instagram shot, though?
They want to nail
that one shot. Yeah. Doesn't matter what they're like for the rest of the day.
Absolutely. So it was all going really well. And then so Flemington is sort of on a hill, like there's the top of the hill, and then you go down to the race course, and then there's another exit at the bottom of the hill on the other side of the race course, and that's out where the train station is. Now, we parked, because Carly drove, we parked sort of a few streets away at the top.
Yeah.
And we came down the hill and into the event, and then stayed for the whole day, and then Fall Out Boy finished, and then we went to go back out, and they'd closed that exit.
You can't
go up the hill to get out. So you have to, everybody was funneled towards the train station and the car park.
Yeah.
So we went out there and we got to this point where it's like, okay, where's the train station? Is it up or is it left? And we end up having to go make a call, and we went up and then under an underpass, funneled through with like hundreds and hundreds of people, come out the other side, and you could either go onto the platform or you could walk right on this dirt like road that bent around past behind the showgrounds where they film MasterChef and stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're climbing up like rubble, like retaining walls that are crumbling.
So they just assume bashing. Everyone's come by a train.
Bush bashing, and then through a car park, which is a hectic car park. Everyone's trying to get out, and we're pedestrians, so we're trying not to die. Get out onto the street. Get out onto the street, Flemington, complete wrong side of the showgrounds and the race course from where we parked. It took us 50 minutes walking from that point through Flemington Housing Commission streets and all sorts to get back to our car. And then we got back to our car, and then we drove back all the way back to Geelong. It was a nightmare getting
exhausting.
Out.
Exhausting.
I say that is to... They didn't tell us. They told us, you can't drink. Bring these water bottles, all this information. Bring sun cream, blah, blah, blah. Vital information you need to know. How about you tell us that you're going to close one side of the race course so we'll park over the other side? You can't just – like, imagine you had, like, a 17-year-old girl that got – that she had to get back to her car, and she's going to walk through those streets for an hour on her own at 11 o'clock at night.
Or someone, in a wheelchair with crutches or something. How the hell are they going to get back to their car?
So they're going to get an email from me today.
Because
it's dangerous, man. Yeah, that is dangerous. Is.
I love it. Can you read the email on air?
No. Too many swears.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I say Lara because that's where I hit the supermarkets because they're my locals. Yesterday, and I was trying to find the little family variety packs. I can't think of the exact name. Are they variety packs? I don't know.
Yeah, but I think
it's like you get six or eight.
Eight little different cereals
in the individual boxes. Used to when we were kids anyway. On school holidays, Mum would get them for us. It's the only time you'd ever eat Frosties with the tiger on the front. And
you might get a Rice Bubbles pack and a Just Right pack and a Sultana brand, which was often the one that was left to the end.
No.
There was a healthy one, and then there was the fun
cornflakes
one. well that had, you know, and had Fruit Loops and that, Cocoa Pops and stuff. But I was looking for them yesterday at both major supermarkets and could not see them anywhere. And I'm concerned because I want to get them for Christmas. We've got family coming to stay. We've got nephews coming to stay. I've been alerted to the fact that they will destroy as much cereal as possible. So I thought this is a good, fun thing for all the kids to have access to. But I don't know if they exist anymore.
I swear they are out there. I don't know exactly where, so hopefully we can get some answers for you. Kim from Bell Post Hill. Kim, do you know where to find these for Tommy?
I certainly do.
Great. Where are they?
So I saw them on Friday in Woolworths at Bell Post Shopping Centre between the cereal and the Up and Goes.
Okay.
Oh, so the actual boxes?
Yes, they were on the top shelf.
Okay, top shelf boxes. Next to the Up and Goes.
Bell Post Shopping Centre.
So mate, Bell Post, you can't get any better directions than that.
So Bell Post is the one that is on the top of the hill and it's got the leisure centre next to it.
Anarchy Road then?
Anarchy Road?
Not the leisure centre. Oh, yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, there's a swim centre.
And it's got the petrol station there too.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. On the court. Yeah, cool. All right, I know that one. Just before Cox Road. Yeah, cool. Sweet. Okay, I'm writing that down. Thank you very much, Kim. We've got Emily in Banno. Emily, have you seen these variety pack cereal boxes around?
Yeah, sure have. I bought one yesterday from Banno. She's right. They are in between cereal and the Up and Goes, but they are not in boxes. They're in little packets inside the box now.
So is it one big box?
One big box, and they have six packets in it.
That's not as cool as if it's bags.
And there's not much in them, so if they're big eaters, I'd recommend just getting big boxes because
The
packets are tiny.
What if they change everything?
Oh, man. I was just sort of excited for the variety. It did, yeah. Okay, and Ed in St. Albans Park, help me out here. Tell me that the boxes are real.
The boxes are real, Mr. Frugalmeister, but being a very economic with your wallet, maybe get multiple packs, but the trouble is, like Mr. Ling alluded to, the kids may not like all the varieties, so you could end up with a surplus of boxes at the end of their visit.
Okay. Well, I'll make the girls eat that. That's fine. They can eat it. Okay. How about this for an idea? Instead of, it sounds like it's a waste of time buying these variety packs because, A, they're in bags now. They're not.
Oh, I reckon you can find the little boxes. The box That's ones. Just what I think.
Kim said you can find boxes.
Yeah.
And also, it does seem like there might not be enough cereal in them. So instead of, because I thought it'd be great for the novelty of the kids being allowed to, so, and if the boys are such big eaters, maybe I make my own variety pack of full size. So here's an 8-pack of 8 different cereals. Yes. Everybody choose one and you can eat the whole packet.
Go to Campbell's Cash and Carry and get a pallet load of cereal.
I just got a message from someone that works at Campbell's and I work at Campbell's Warehouse. We have them and the supermarket do have them. Well. Apparently Campbell's Warehouse, I need to have an ABN. So, Lingy, can I put it on Ling Enterprises?
Yep, if it's for your girls, I'll do that.
Oh, you're beautiful. I'm going to remember that. I'm also going to need the company credit card.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, now the thing is that you kind of feel like, oh, yeah, you know people, you know how they act. And then they're like, no, that's not me. You've got the wrong idea. That's not me at all. And you're like, but I feel like I know you. I don't know, man. I don't know. This week, I think we met the true person. We met someone who acts the way that we assumed that they were going to act. And it happens to be our good friend here, Tom.
I knew as soon as she was lining that up, I knew it was going to be me. I just had this feeling it was going to be me.
I was worried there were still shots fired in my direction, but I'm glad it's yours, Tommy.
I don't even need to look at my phone. I know exactly what you're doing.
This
is more Good Things content, isn't it?
Tom went to Good Things on Friday and just previously telling us about it, how there were no signs, we couldn't tell
it took us a long time to get back to the car.
Yeah,
all right.
It took him a long time to get back. Turns out there was a sign.
There was a sign,
also,
we missed it.
He was saying about the fashions, put it away.
Oh, wasn't he saying, oh, there was too much, put it away.
Too much skin. What do people think there? Put it away. Now, I'm going to say almost 12 months ago, This guy, our good mate Tom, started to better himself.
It was October of last year, actually. So
was it? Oh, there you go. 14
months ago. 14 months ago.
And well done, because you're looking great. Skin's good. You ripped. And the shirt's getting smaller, but looking better.
Thanks, mate. They're the same shirt.
Sure they are.
Same shirts, just bigger body.
Anyway.
The rig's looking good.
Come on. I received some vision.
Yeah, you did.
Good Things Festival. And it's
what? Good Things sent it to you?
It's at the front of the stage.
Yeah, it is very close, right up the front.
Very close to the stage. So you would imagine a prime posse for everyone to watch you do this. And I see here.
It was Pennywise, by the way, who were amazing.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't obviously going to walk away from Pennywise.
No.
No.
So he's right there and everyone's looking at Pennywise. And then all of a sudden, who's that hottie?
Yeah. Everybody look at me.
He's got, eyes away from the stage. I've got side rib. Side rib here. Hang on. And it's tatted up. That's a body. It's got a white shirt on. And then all of a sudden, it's so hot. This shirt's chafing me. And the shirt comes off.
The full shirt off.
The full shirt off. There's a man in tight black jeans with his shirt off, tatted up at a festival.
Yep.
Oh, who's that? It's Tom Lewis.
Yeah, it is. That was me. I will admit, I did take my shirt off, but immediately put another T-shirt on that I just bought.
Oh, you did.
I bought a Fall Out Boy T-shirt, and I was like, how do I change this? I want to put this on and take my other one off because I don't want to carry it around.
Where did you buy the T-shirt?
From the merch stand.
Oh, okay. And then you just...
wanted to put it on straight away. I literally wore a T-shirt that I knew I could throw straight in the bin.
But it looked like you've carried that bought merch T-shirt right down to the front near the
stage.
Thank
you, Cameron Ling.
So that you could do the changeover in front of everyone.
Well, the thing is, I had already done it at the merch stand to try it on and given the girls the show there. And then I thought, I'll go over to the stage.
This has got a bit of eyes. Let's take it to where there's plenty.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.